This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, an hour away from Family Feud. I'll be leaving early. We'll replay hour one for hour three, including the Hogan Gidley interview, because I am just got to skedaddle out of this place and rush over to Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, where I will play Steve Harvey for the night for about 4 hours of Family Feud with all the great candidates in Nevada, including governor, Senate, lieutenant governor, Congress. And they play the contestants in front of a full audience. I know we are sold out as far as online tickets, but I believe there's still a few tickets available if you show up in person and buy on the spot. Ahern Hotel, corner of Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard, starting at 5:30. And I'll get there as close to 6 as I can, and we begin. I think the game show begins at 6:30. So lots going on. By the way, I have a letter here from Dave. Dave is a big fan of the show out of Pennsylvania, and he sends me so many emails and texts that I've become actually friends with the guy. I feel like he's my buddy. Dave, you're like a brother now. Wayne, as a professional firefighter, I will tell you, these fires are so suspicious. They're all food plants, and this kind of stuff just doesn't happen by accident. No, it does not, Dave. Something's going on. Some liberals, you know, just like years ago, like last year, year before that, there were all kinds of fires in the West, and they kept saying it's all because of global warming. No, it was because, first of all, liberals are so dumb, they don't clear away the brush. So that's number one. So that creates fire damage. Number two, they don't spend any money on fire prevention. They spend it all on illegal aliens. So there's no money left for fire prevention and lots of crews. They're undermanned and underplaned. You know, those planes that put out forest fires, they don't have enough of them because they spent all their money on illegals. But it's also true that they keep catching people for setting these fires. They're not set by thunderstorms and lightning. They're not set by Mother Nature in general and dry air. They're set by liberal nutcases, environmentalist Nazis who are running around setting forest fires. Well, now they've switched. Instead of setting forests on fire to prove global warming is so terrible, and that's what's causing many forest fires, more than ever and larger than ever, which has been debunked too. There are not more fires than ever. It's a lie. We have less fires now than we had 50 years ago. But every time there is one, the media makes a big deal of it and says, see, it's global warming. Meanwhile, it's set by some liberal environmental Nazi nutcase. But now they must have switched. They said, don't set fire to forests. Let's set fire to food processing plants. There's no food. So we can have a great reset, bankrupt the middle class, destroy America's quality of living. Here is my column that's coming out, because with all the bad news, there's got to be some good news, and there was. This was the first winning week, I think, of 2022. We actually had a winning week. My column is titled Hashtag Winning. We have the three D's, Disney, Democrats, and the Devil on the Run. What a great week. By Wayne Allen Root, obviously. And this will be syndicated nationally on Sunday to newspapers around the country by Creator Syndicate. Disney's on the ropes. They just lost the special tax advantages they've had for the past half century. And their stock is cratering. Want to bet attendance at the theme parks is collapsing too? I'm guessing the wait lines at Disney World and Disneyland are about to get a whole lot shorter. But the news is positive across the board this week. Many liberal icons are going up in flames. What a great week for conservatives and patriots across this country. But now is not the time to take our feet off the pedal or our boots off Disney's neck. First, let's review the highlights of this week. Disney is sinking faster than Titanic. Netflix was crushed on Wall Street. Netflix, their stock is tanking like a going out of business sale. Guess what? They are. They lost $50 billion in stock value. CNN Plus is no more. Warner and Discovery, the owners of Disney, announced they are pulling the plug on CNN Plus streaming service after only 23 days. Bye-bye, CNN Plus. It was nice knowing you for 23 days. CNN lost $300 million on this stinker. You know, for like $3 million, I could create a better service than they have with $300 million. Isn't that amazing? What a waste of money. Wow. It turns out no one wants to watch liberal losers saying nasty things about America and white people all day. And then we have the mask mandates. They're gone. Glory, hallelujah. It's about time. Every honest medical expert in the world knows that masks are useless. The germ is smaller than the hole in your stupid mask, dummy. Dozens of studies in America and all over the world prove that cities, states, and countries with mask mandates have the exact, and I mean the exact, same COVID rates as cities, states, and counties, excuse me, cities, states, and countries without mask mandates. Same exact COVID rates. Masks make no difference. Good riddance. And then we come to Elon Musk. He says he now has enough billions raised, I think it's $43.5 billion, raised from the private equity partners to buy Twitter and restore free speech. Elon, don't forget about Wayne Allyn-Root. I was gaining 30,000-plus new Twitter fans every month in the fall of 2020 when Twitter decided to ban me for life. Coincidence? My success on their platform made the intolerant little communist Twitter snowflakes melt. Wait till they find out I'm back. Hashtag thank you, Elon Musk. And then we come to Spotify. They parted ways with the Obamas. Want to bet this is code for they fired the Obamas for lousy results? I'll take that bet. Watching Obama say me, myself, and I 100 times a minute is more boring than watching wet paint dry. And finally, we come to some very shocking and terrible news and tragic news, but with a bright lining. So I see a positive here, too. I have been warning for almost 18 months now that the COVID vaccine is deadly. It's dangerous and deadly. We found out this past week that deaths among millennials are up 84% in the past year. Yes, you heard me. Young Americans, young and fit Americans, have been dying at a rate 84% higher since the vaccines. That's a death increase we've never seen before in history. And these are young, fit Americans dying. And this data isn't from Wayne Root or Donald Trump or Glenn Beck, or it's direct from the CDC. How are you going to argue with it? This is CDC data that says deaths for young people are up 84% since the vaccine came out. This is, of course, terrible news, but it is Exhibit A to stop the vaccine program now before it kills hundreds of thousands or millions more. Millennials are the canary in the coal mine. Their tragic vaccine deaths can serve as a warning to stop this cruel experimental vaccine. So that's where a lemon can be turned into lemonade. Also this week, the CEO of AstraZeneca was recorded telling his own staff that millions of people with compromised immune systems should not take the COVID vaccine. It's too dangerous for them. Isn't that amazing? Funny how he never said this in public. The CEO of AstraZeneca never said in public that millions of people with compromised immune systems should not take the COVID vaccine, because then you'd have to admit the COVID vaccine's dangerous and you can't take it if you have a bad immune system. Why? It must kill immune systems. And we heard from the Biden HHS secretary that the COVID vaccine is killing. You hear what I said? Not COVID. The COVID vaccine is killing black and brown-skinned Americans at a rate twice as fast as white Americans. That's interesting. Did he just say the COVID vaccine is killing Americans? That's the first time anyone in power has ever admitted the COVID vaccine is deadly and it's killing people. That's what I've been saying for a year and a half. I hope this finally wakes up Americans to this terrible and deadly and tragic medical experiment gone wrong. Really wrong. Trust me, the devil isn't happy about what's been happening and uncovered this week. I wrote the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. The point was conservatives, Christians, and patriots must take the offensive and boycott all the woke companies that are destroying America. We can bring them to their knees by boycotting them until they're out of business or at the very least the CEO is fired. I'm proud that I listed Disney as one of those 116 woke companies in my book, complete with all the names of CEOs and all their contact information, including Disney's CEO and Disney's chairman of the board and their contact information. But now I believe we need a change in strategy. We all need to work together 24/7 to take down one company, Disney. Forget the other 115 companies listed in my book. Focus on one, Disney. Make them public enemy number one. Once we drive Disney to the poorhouse, all the others will fall in line. Every other CEO will instantly understand we can do this to any company we choose. Disney will be exhibit A to stop all the rest. It's been a great week, but don't let our boot off Disney's neck. Now is the time to double down. Take Disney down, and I believe we will win a whole lot more in the coming weeks and months. We have the three D's. Disney, Democrats, and the devil all on the run. But we're just getting started. Wayne Allyn Root, just getting started in this show. That was just segment one of hour number two. Coming up next, we got a great guest, and we got lots more to tell you about as far as the biggest news stories of the day. I haven't even touched on some of the biggest news stories of the day, including Kevin McCarthy badmouthing Donald Trump in secret. And also trying to get conservatives banned on Twitter. Yes, Kevin McCarthy tried to get conservatives banned on Twitter and then tried to cover it up. And Fox News is covering up right now. Paul Ryan on the board of Fox News. He will not let Fox News mention the fact that Kevin McCarthy's been captured on audio badmouthing Trump and badmouthing conservatives and asking for them to be censored. And I've told you all along, Kevin McCarthy's no good, he's got to go. Mitch McConnell's no good, he's got to go. Our leadership sucks.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome back to the show. There's so much going on, I can't keep up with it all. Indonesia bans edible oil exports, sparking mayhem as global food crisis is ahead. Dead ahead. It's really amazing. President Joko Widodo. What a name. Joko Widodo of Indonesia on Friday announced the export ban of all cooking oil and palm oil products that will begin on April 28th. The world's biggest palm oil producer, Indonesia's latest country to embrace protectionist measures to mitigate domestic food shortages, according to Bloomberg. This is a ban of all cooking oil and palm oil products starting on April 28th. This is not good. The rise of food protectionism by countries could exacerbate a massive hunger crisis that could take the world by storm later this year. Following the news, traders are placing bullish bets that world supplies of cooking oil and palm oil products will tighten even more. Wow. We have the largest producer banning the exports of palm products, which will add more uncertainty to an already tight availability of vegetable oil worldwide. The Ukraine conflict has roiled the global edible oil market. The Black Sea region accounts for 76% of the world's sun oil exports. Commercial shipments in the region have been disrupted, mainly by insurers for vessels charging very high war premiums that make cargo nearly impossible to insure. Indonesia's move adds to the growing food protectionism as several other countries, including Argentina, have either raised export taxes on edible oils or banned them for export. Meanwhile, Moldova, Hungary, and Serbia have banned some grain exports. Increasing food protectionism is another worry for importers dependent on other countries, such as ones in the Middle East and Africa, that may lead to, literally, unrest, shortages, and starvation. I'm telling you, the food crisis is exploding. It's happening in front of us. That's the thing, right in front of us. And you can't do anything about it. Except to, you know, have survival supplies on standby. And have, you know, 8 refrigerators in your house, 10 refrigerators, 10 freezers. You better have enough food for years. to supplement what you can get. And you better plan to set aside a couple of hours a day to wait in gas lines and food lines. This is what Joe Biden has done to us. Throw this son of a... Am I allowed to say that word? I keep forgetting. Throw that son of a bitch out. Send him to a nursing home or a prison cell. Send him to Guantanamo. Traitor. Destroying our American way of life. Scumbag. All the Democrats are scumbags, and almost all the Democrats are traitors, and they all should be put on trial for treason at Guantanamo. Because what they're doing is destroying America and our way of life. So they can make everybody poor, just like Venezuela or Cuba or any communist nation of the 20th century. And it always involves starvation and murder and torture and arrest and stealing your assets. Anybody can see what's going on here. Drag Nancy Pelosi away. No more Botox. Put her in a prison cell without Botox and watch what happens to her face. It'll collapse. It'll collapse. What a joke. All these people. Can you imagine Pelosi's semi-dementia-ridden and Biden's completely dementia-ridden? These people would stay in office till they're 110 to control your life. They don't even know their names anymore. Joe Biden clearly wears diapers and gets fed baby food in the basement while he takes his mask off in between bites. This is what you're dealing with. Well, communists like George Soros and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the Communist Party of China give the orders and run the country through Obama. That's what's happening. Tangible Investments, by the way, talk about a good advertiser at the right time. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And with everything up, gas prices, energy prices, grocery prices, rentals, homes, what else can I think of? Clothes, cotton prices through the roof, clothes through the roof. Everything, new cars, used cars, it's all through the roof, it's all going bad. You have got to own gold and silver. You've got to. Throughout history, when you have massive inflation, the only thing that ever does well over time, at least holds its own, is gold and silver. Sometimes the dollar collapses and other fiat currencies collapse, but gold and silver at least stay even with inflation. Not that past history automatically portends future history, but it certainly is a good sign. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Billions with a B. Call them at 800-384-41, 800-384-41. If you want help with gold, silver, platinum, rare coins, they can guarantee the best prices plus the best customer service. When you say war, Wayne Allyn Root, the best prices, the best customer service. Visit TII1.com. For Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com, or call toll-free 800-384-41. Toll-free 800-384-41. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Ask for Mike Bonham, their vice president. He will personally handle all of Wayne Root's customers, listeners, and fans. 800-384-41, Tangible Investments. Right back at you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, on Friday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held bilateral meetings with Ukraine's Prime Minister. Secretary of State Blinken discusses the significance of Friday's meeting.
This is the first visit since the Russian aggression by a senior official of the Ukrainian government. Further evidence that a independent, sovereign Ukraine is going to be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin.
While speaking in Seattle on Earth Day, President Biden said he's directing roughly $2.5 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure deal to improve American forests. He explains why he's signing an executive order that will help conserve those forests.
Our forests are our planet's lungs. They literally are recycling and cycling CO2 out of the atmosphere. That's what they do.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On fire. Wayne Allyn Root with you from the house that Root built in Summerlin, Las Vegas, Nevada. Broadcast around this country on affiliates all across America, coast to coast by USA Radio Network. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health, the owners and founders of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I've never been fat one day in my life, but I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat that I didn't know was there. In only 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. And now, about 17, 18 months later, I'm still on the program and I look fantastic and feel fantastic, get compliments everywhere I go. Everyone wants to know what I've done. And so I always tell them, Energized Health, John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and easy. And science, scientific, this is your time to be healthy from the inside out. Energized Health offering every fan of Wayne Root a 40% discount. 40% off. Call them now. Just say war and you get 40% off. 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or go to energizedhealth.com. We've got as our guest Sherelle Mendenhall, Republican candidate for United States Senate in Nevada. Her website, Sherelle4Senate.com, Sherelle4Senate.com. Sherelle Mendenhall, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Wayne?
I'm fantastic. I know that you're not happy about something, which is you're being left out of the Senate debates, and you're not getting media coverage, you're not getting polling. All anybody wants to talk about is Adam Laxalt and Sam Brown, and you're the only woman in the race, and you feel like they are, I guess, discriminating against you. Is that right?
Yeah. So just in general, I think something that's really important is, you know, I've been in this race for quite a while, and I'm top three as far as the Senate candidates, and I'm being left out. So as far as this is one of our jobs, and the public needs to be able to see and hear what I have to offer.
And why do you think the media is leaving you out? And why do you think they're leaving you out of debates? Are they afraid of you?
I mean, that's what I can only assume is right now, you know, they've seen some of the polls. I've been left out of poll after poll after poll. That gives me name recognition. When they put my name out there, that gives me name recognition. And one of the first polls I saw, there were 37% of the individuals they surveyed were, in fact, undecided. And so that means that there's a whole entire pool of individuals that need an additional candidate. So I would say that's kind of one of the biggest pieces as to why they're leaving me out of debate.
All right. You are pushing for greater voter turnout in this primary, and I'm wondering how you're accomplishing that and why do you think we need greater voter turnout?
I think making our voice heard is super important, and that's something across, you know, just voter integrity, voter identity, things along those lines all need to be done. But in fact, we need to show up because history shows only 13 to 19% of Nevadans show up to vote in the primaries. That means we're leaving out over 400,000 Republicans that are not making their voice heard. So that is one of the most fundamental rights that we have, and it's not being done right now.
And there are two Nevada counties, Nye and Esmeralda, that are getting rid of voting machines. I would say yay to that. Lyon County may be next. They're going to use, what, paper ballots and hand counting? Is that what they're doing? And are you a fan of that?
Yeah, that's what they're pushing for, and I am. You know, one thing that I have seen, too, is the watermark ballots. I'm a huge fan of making sure that we're taking out any element that causes people to question if their vote actually counts. And we need to make sure, obviously, there's several other things in addition, whether it's voter roll cleanup, but there's other things we need to do in addition to, you know, simply getting rid of Dominion voter machines. But this is a start.
All right. Well, good. I think it is a start, and I think it's a positive start in the right direction. Our freedom of speech is obviously under attack. I was gaining 30,000-plus fans a month at Twitter when they banned me for life. I had gained about 90,000 in 3 months when they banned me for life because I assume that the little snowflakes at Twitter, Sherelle, were angry that I was winning on their platform. So they said, well, he's not going to be winning anymore. And they pressed the button, and I was gone. Poof. And I was disappeared. I mean, that's wrong.
Yeah. I remember having that conversation with you, and I actually just shared a tweet today because Obama is calling for more regulations because he doesn't want disinformation out there, and that is really spurred on by Elon Musk trying to acquire Twitter and saying that he's going to open it up and allow it to be yet again a space for freedom of speech.
Well, it was funny because I don't know if you ever go to the Babylon Bee, but that is a funny parody site, right? And satire and parody. And they had an article today about, actually they had a video today of one of their female comedians, and she was supposedly a Twitter employee, and she was going into the office of her boss complaining that she was, you know, losing her mind and didn't feel safe anymore now that Elon Musk wants to buy the company. And they asked her why, and she said, well, it's a free speech platform. And they said, well, what's wrong with Elon Musk? And she said, he wants free speech. And I just thought, that was so funny, because it's true. That's what these people are like. It's crazy. Elon Musk wants free speech. We can't have that. Aren't you a free speech platform? Yes, but only for liberals. You can't have free speech on the right. These people are so crazy. But if Elon Musk takes it over, I'd be cheering, and I sure hope he gives me a second chance at Twitter. Let's talk about some big issues going on in the country today and where you stand on them. How do you feel about Disney wanting kindergartners and first and second and third graders to learn about transgender education and sexual identity change and not tell your parents about it?
I'm vehemently against that. And you know, Disney should stick to what it does, and that is make entertainment for kids that is kid-friendly. And that is why so many people would actually bring their families to those movies and watch those shows, is because they trusted that it was a family-founded company. And it is no longer that. And you can actually see with their stocks plummeting and DeSantis' response saying that, no, you're not going to get any more special privileges because you're stepping over the lines. This is a parent role in order to teach about gender. And I've had this conversation many times. But as an adult is when you get to choose, because that's your freedom. We do live in America, and you actually do get to choose at that point. But as a kid, I posted on this the other day that, you know, I was a tomboy. I was awkward. I was climbing trees. I was playing sports. I was doing all kinds of things. But at the same time, I loved wearing dresses. So when they say these are all indicators of, you know, that you might possibly be gender confused, I'm so glad my mom or dad didn't, or teachers for that matter, didn't say that I needed to check out and see if I wanted to be a different gender.
No, it's just crazy. They're hiding that from parents. And one of my fans actually sent me an email, and she listed all the ways she loves my show and loves me, and she's a big fan and thinks I'm great, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden she says, but I have some sad news. My daughter is turning into a boy, and I didn't even know about it. She came home and told me the decision's been made. And this is what teachers and educators and principals seem to be in cahoots trying to hide from parents, that they are literally converting children. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's wrong. And I've never been anti-gay. If you want to be gay, be gay. But you can't make that decision in third grade. Nobody can. So it's crazy, crazy stuff. What about inflation? I mean, inflation's going to wipe out this country, wipe out the middle class, and Joe Biden claims it's because of the Ukraine-Russian war. That's not true.
Right. And you know, just as far as inflation, the impact that it's having, it's hitting people where rent is actually around 70% of some people's income right now. And that, it's just, you know, watching those numbers and seeing people, you know, hurt in this way, and just to blame, you know, Ukraine, I don't know where the leadership is. We need to start taking ownership, because at some point, some people are going to start waking up, and I don't know if they can keep on this charade this long that inflation is in fact at peace. But, you know, going deeper into that, you take a look at what's going on in Ukraine. So since they're not allowed to, or they won't be able to plant everything they're able to plant, or have the farms and have the crops, they actually attribute over 1 million metric tons of food and crops. What's going to happen to all of Europe if they're not able to produce that?
Well, what's going to happen in the United States is going to be a massive food shortage around the world. We may not be the worst in the world. You're right. I'm sure Africa and Asia will be the worst, and I'm sure that Europe will be second, and we will wind up being third. But we will still feel the repercussions. You will see empty shelves here, and we have seen them already, but you're going to see them a lot worse this summer. Very scary stuff.
So India stepping up, which is as far as like wheat and providing those, you know, elements. And I've just kind of been weighing everything back and forth, you know, what we're providing, what we're exporting. But, you know, just seeing those numbers out of Ukraine, I think that's massive. And, you know, a lot of it does go to, you know, Europe. But in general, impact is going to be even higher, and people need to make sure that they're paying attention, because all these elements are coming that could worsen inflation.
And open borders, of course, aren't going to help as well. The disaster on May 23rd, I believe it is, when Title 42 is gotten rid of and the whole world's ready to come in. We understand Democrats want to flood the country with people that will vote Democrat forevermore. Let's just ask you one last question. Sherelle Mendenhall, we got about a minute to go. Why do you want people, or why should people vote for you over your opponents, Adam Laxalt and Sam Brown? Why will you make a great U.S. senator?
I think my entire platform is plans, not promises. I'm going in there because I want to get the job done and I want to get out. There are so many things that we have left open-ended. We haven't addressed, some of them since 1775. We have a lot of work to do. I'm a business person and I want to go in there and make sure that I represent the people. I also want to inspire the next generation. I will technically be the youngest elected Republican senator in history. So I want to make history, and I want to do it all while changing the tides and inviting the next generation to want to be in office again, instead of giving a disclaimer and saying, oh yeah, I'm not a politician. Well, you know, that disclaimer needs to end and say, guess what? I am proud to be serving my city, my state, and my country.
SherelleForSenate.com. That's your website. Sherelle for, the number four, Senate.com. Sherelle Mendenhall, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in the great state of Nevada. God bless you, Sherelle. Have a great weekend.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I fly the American flag, not the rainbow flag, sorry. And I'm not anti-gay, but who flies a rainbow flag? When you're not, when nobody wants you to have the Ten Commandments in a courtroom, no one wants you to have the Bible anymore, no one wants you to have crosses, no one wants you to celebrate real Christmas, and they don't even want you to use God in the national anthem. They want to kneel for the national anthem, and they want God in the Pledge of Allegiance. My gosh. But they want rainbow flags at military installations. And embassies, American embassies with the rainbow flag. First of all, can you imagine if I said I want you to fly a white, straight male flag? You can't fly a flag just for gay people. Is America a gay country? No. Is it a transgender country? No. They make up tiny percentages of the country. If you're gay and you're listening right now, I'm fine with you. But you can't have a straight flag or a gay flag. It's not just a straight country. It's not just a gay country. You can't have a black flag. You can't have a black national anthem. You've lost your minds. Because you don't want, you meaning Democrats, liberals, communists, you don't want equality. What you want is superiority. You want to be superior to us. You think you're better than white straight males. See, and all you should be arguing for is equality. You know what Martin Luther King argued for? That nobody would ever notice your color ever again. He wouldn't have argued for a black national anthem or black people to kneel for the American national anthem in total disrespect. It's like spitting on the flag. What has happened to our country? My God. Disney wants to risk their whole country on transsexual rights issues. Wow. Good luck to you. Maybe Disney doesn't understand that a large majority of the people that walk through their gates are middle-class, church-going, conservative Americans who are about to put you out of business. You're going to starve. Disney's going to starve. I promise you, in the next year, Disney is going to starve and be put to their knees. And from their knees, they're going to beg for forgiveness and apologize for what they have done. Or nobody's ever coming back to their parks. And I'm proud to say I was a big part of that with my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. and I included Disney and Disney's CEO and Disney's chairman of the board and all the contact information for Disney. Go get them, man. Go get them. Terrible, terrible, terrible people running Disney with no clue what the American people really believe in or their own customers really believe in. Let me do a little housekeeping here. WayneRoot at gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And boy, do I keep getting emails from all my fans. WayneRoot at gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is my website. And when you wonder how you find my radio show, if it's not playing in your area, first of all, call your local conservative talk station and tell them you want Wayne Allyn Root. You demand Wayne Allyn Root. If you don't take Wayne Root live, then take him tape later in the day or earlier in the day. But take the Wayne Allyn Root show. But if you can't get it on radio, just go online to RootForAmerica.com. And there's buttons at the top that say click here to listen to the national radio show or the podcast. Buttons to click for videos, and you can watch my video podcast. But it all starts at RootForAmerica.com, or you can go to USAradio.com and listen live. Or you can go to iHeart and listen to an extensive library of all my old shows. Or you can go to Odyssey. Get the Odyssey app on your phone. 40 million Americans listen to radio streamed at Odyssey. And you can download Odyssey at the App Store or Google Play. And they've got the Wayne Allyn Root Show. All right. And my podcast, of course, my video podcast, is waiting right now at RootForAmerica.com. The sponsor of this hour is Kyle LaBrue for Congress. He's the only person in America running for Congress who has a national ad campaign on my show, a national ad campaign. He wants to be known as the leader of the incoming freshman class. He's running in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle LaBrue is an unabashedly conservative Republican, unapologetic conservative Republican with conservative values. He's an entrepreneur. He's an America First conservative. He says we don't just need Republicans in Congress. That's the easy part. No, we need something different than that. We need Republicans who are fighters, who are warriors. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. And he's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue for United States Congress. Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of his page. I urge all of you, no matter where you live, whether you're in Vegas or Connecticut or Texas, go to KyleLaBrue.com and reward him. I don't care if it's $5, $10, $20, $100, or $1,000, or $10,000. I'd love that. Reward him for being one of the lead advertisers on my show, being smart enough to take a national ad campaign on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. KyleLaBrue.com, paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress, LaBrue. I think the big news of the day is how quick DeSantis passed that bill destroying Disney, just knocking their knees out like, what was that gal's name who knocked Nancy Kerrigan's knees out? Tanya Harding. DeSantis just knocked Disney's knees out like Tanya Harding. Yeah, against Nancy Kerrigan. The Florida Senate passes legislation to end Disney's tax privilege and self-governing status. Then the Assembly said yes to, and then DeSantis signed it today. He also signed a bill against critical race theory in schools and critical race theory in math classes, believe it or not. DeSantis is doing everything right. He is my example of a great politician. Love Ron DeSantis. Great stuff. We'll see you coming up, hour number three now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.